I'm the Bible.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Is this on? Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, this meeting on January 6th, 2020, at 7:08, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 7th, 2019, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press.
Amen.
And we'll begin with the oath of office administered to newly elected officials. And I believe that our attorney, Greg Cannon.
Someone asked Peggy Malkin, Mike Hamilton, Luke Dermody, and Chad Roman to meet you in front of the dais.
Here you go. Peggy.
Is that the Constitution?
Here's the Bible.
is that your
state in the council? We have the mayor right here. Councilman Hamilton, Councilman Dermody, Councilman Roman, shall line up like this. I just need you in order so I can do the point thing when we get it correct.
All right. He's got a lot of practice.
Luke, is everyone okay swearing?
You'll be swearing a bit.
Now that we've gotten out of the way, everyone please raise your right hand.
Don't think about that scene in Animal House either.
No, I won't.
The other side.
So after I point to you, please say your name. I.
Peggy Malkin.
Luke Dermody.
Chad Roman.
Do you solemnly swear?
Do you solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution,
that I will support the Constitution
of the United States,
of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the same,
to the same,
and to the governments established,
and to the governments established
in the United States,
in the United States,
and in this state,
and in this state,
under the authority of the people,
under the authority of the people,
and that I will faithfully,
and that I will faithfully,
impartially,
and impartially,
and justly perform,
and justly perform,
all the duties,
all the duties,
of the office of,
the office of,
mayor,
borough council,
according to the best of my ability,
according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
I've never heard a quartet like that in my whole life.
Yes. Is that turned on while you're up there?
Nothing to sign tonight?
Like the Pledge of Allegiance.
The conservatives should be on the right and the lefties should be on the left.
Right.
So, which are
you?
Okay.
We're the liberals. Happy New Year, Jerry.
Okay. So now we're ready.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody?
Here.
Mr. Ethicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Broman?
Here.
And Mayor Malkin?
Here. We come to public comment at 7:12 on agenda items only. Is there anyone in the public who would like to come to the mic and address anything on the agenda? And we close the public comment on the agenda at 7:12. All right, resolutions. There's quite a few. I was going to speak now, I guess. All right, yeah.
Comments?
I'll do it now. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Today we sit here at the start of a new year and a new decade. This one has an interesting connotation, 2020. The obvious definition is to have perfect vision, to see clearly. In an everyday sense, it means to view a situation clearly or to look back and realize something with better clarity and understanding. I think we in Roosevelt have much to be proud of from 2019. Thanks to the collaborative effort and teamwork of our council members, employees, and professionals, I believe many issues in town have either been resolved, improved, or are working toward a satisfactory resolution. In the past year, we have brought the water sewer system completely up to optimum conditions. Our water is safe, healthy, and actually has no taste, which is how water should be, not to mention colorless. In addition, we have been commended by the DEP for our water sewer reporting, which has been done in a timely manner and performed excellently. When there has been a problem, it's been addressed immediately and resolved as quickly as possible. As far as the streets and roads are concerned, we have received many grants from the DOT. In a four-year period, we've received $1 million in grants, which has allowed us to perform necessary work. Phase two of the Homestead Lane paving will begin in the spring, and phase one was 8 years ago when that was completed. After that will come Farm Lane, which is also badly in need of paving. Little by little, incrementally, as we receive these grants, we will replace and repair our infrastructure. Our Public Works Department is constantly hard at work, from snow plowing to painting the Borough Hall inside and out, tending to all the buildings and grounds work that needs to be done, and almost any issue that arises, even if it doesn't exactly fit the job description, they are immediately on top of it. Can you believe how wonderful the Borough Hall looks? Aside from the fact that it was dated, seedy-looking, and smelled bad, there was so much dirt and mold that it was unhealthy. Now we have a beautiful building we're proud of and not embarrassed when visitors arrive. Right?
There's no more bird's nest in the vent.
Good. You have to tell Chad about that later. We also have been utilizing shared services as much as possible to ensure low-cost, high-quality, high-priority service. We are grateful to Millstone Township, Hightstown, and the county for their willingness to provide these shared services. We opened the Roosevelt Park at the end of last summer, and it's now a lovely spot for a respite with a sign to draw in visitors. This past year also saw the recognition of Roosevelt as the truly, officially historic, unique town that we all know it is. In October, there was a large celebration featuring an excellent documentary about Roosevelt's founding father, Benjamin Brown. It was a well-attended, full weekend affair with many people coming from all over the country, and our elected state representatives were here as well. In November, an exhibit opened about Roosevelt at Morvan, the museum and former governor's mansion in Princeton. Again, at the opening reception, there was an overflowing crowd, both current and former Roosevelt residents, and some Princeton people. If you haven't visited, please do so. It will be there until May, and it's just magnificent. There were also the usual array of concerts and picnics in town. And for some nice diversions, we had a family of goats on the loose, which most of the town participated in trying to corral. And we have an albino deer, which many of us have spotted, and I was lucky enough to see it two different times. And I've been told that they're extremely rare, one in maybe 20 or 30,000 is albino. And he hasn't been killed yet, which is also miraculous because he's been around for months. As we now start 2020, I look forward to continuing to pursue whatever is in Roosevelt's best interest. As proud as I am of what has been accomplished, we do have various issues that need to be addressed in the coming year. We are all aware that our school is under threat of closing due to state budget cuts. But rest assured, no one is taking this in stride. The principal, school board president, and I have attended many meetings and have fought hard to try to receive an exemption. I don't want to be overly self-confident, but it looks more hopeful than it had been. Our first aid squad is in dire need of volunteers, as is the case in most towns. Right now, we are receiving help from Millstone, Allentown, and some other sources when our members are unavailable. But this is only a stopgap solution. Very soon, we'll be actively seeking a more optimal solution. As you may know, Hilltop Swim Club will most likely be sold, and that remains to be seen what will transpire there. I was very pleased when the abandoned gas station was finally raised after well over 30 years of being an eyesore. But I don't want to see an empty plot of land sit there for another 30 years, so that we will be exploring many possibilities for that lot. I again want to implore residents, if you have any suggestions, ideas, questions, you have many options. You can come to council meetings. If that's not convenient, feel free to call or stop by the Borough Hall during working hours. We are open to anything residents have on their mind. Our governing body prides itself on being transparent, understanding, and fair. So at this point, this is going to sound like an Oscar speech, but I want to thank all the people who contribute to the inner workings of our town. It may be a tiny town, but it takes a lot of people to run it. If there's anyone I've forgotten, I'm really sorry. But I want to start with Anna Debevic, Kathleen Hart, Lori Maher, and Kim Chofi. They're our administrative staff, and there's not enough time to discuss the exemplary job that they do or how lucky we are to have them. We have Greg Defoe and Greg Poziel, our public works employees, and their good work is more visible to everyone since so much of it is outside. John Holden and Mike Lyons are our water sewer operators, and we have them to thank for our vastly improved systems. Carmela Roberts, our engineer, fights hard for us, whether in obtaining grants — she's the one responsible for our $1 million worth of grants in the last 4 years — or representing us in various matters. George Lang and Jerry Stankiewicz are our financial professionals, and they have both worked for Roosevelt for a very long time and always have our best interests at heart. They are also available to us when we need them ASAP. Sam Canizero is our tax collector, who takes the time to work with many residents when they need him. Donna Taylor is our tax assessor, and she is also readily available to residents. Jeremy Kuipers is the zoning, housing, and code enforcement officer. He took over more than a year ago and has become a real asset to us. Greg Cannon and Michelle Donato are our borough and planning board attorneys. They excel at their jobs and are also very cognizant of our budgetary constraints. And then our borough council members, who work tirelessly with no complaints in a job that isn't easy and isn't always rewarding, although we do laugh a lot. Joe Trammell, Mike Hamilton, Steve Bowen, Luke Dermody, Lou Esikoff, and Chad Froman. And finally, all the people in town who volunteer helping to keep Roosevelt. First aid members, planning board members, environmental commission members, RAP members, litter pickup crews, historian chair Michael Tickton, and various representatives, school board members. I want to thank Kenny Horowitz for providing a wonderful 4th of July picnic for us every year. He donates two huge grills and has them delivered and picked up. And John Block from East Windsor Flooring, who gives us a price whenever we need products and service from him, as low as possible, and then I go to him and beg him to lower it even more, and he does. And all the neighbors who help each other in more ways than I can ever name, given that we're rather isolated here and people form family-like friendships. Thank you, everyone, for all that you do.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank you.
Okay, we come to a lot of resolutions. Resolution 20-01, selecting a president of the council for the year 2020.
I'd like to move 2001 and ask Mike Hamilton to be president of the council.
I'll second that.
Okay. Can we do an all in favor? We have to do a roll call.
No, we'll do a roll call.
Okay, roll call.
So Joe Trammell and Lou and you, Mike Hamilton.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
I'm abstaining.
You can vote for yourself.
It doesn't feel right.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And I Mr. Roman? No.
Yes.
You'd be in the minority.
That minority. Yeah.
Too late.
Okay, congratulations, Mike.
Thanks.
20-02.
Yeah, I know.
20-02, establishing council committees for the year 2020. Can I assume that everyone's content with the committees they're presently on?
Them, I left them as is.
Yes.
All right,
then let me move that we leave the committees as standing.
Okay. Second?
So move. I'll second.
All right, I'll just read them anyway. Administration Committee, the chair is Lou Esikoff, and Luke Dermody and Mike Hamilton are on it. Community Development Code Enforcement, Luke is the committee chair, and Lou and Mike are with him. Environmental Health and Safety, Chad is the committee chair, and Steve and Luke are the rest of the committee. Finance is Mike Hamilton with Lou and Joe on it. Public Works, Steve Bowen's the chair, and Chad and Joe are the rest of the committee. And Utilities, Joe Trammell is the chair with Steve and Chad.
All right, so Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
Okay, we come to 20-03, appointing the Planning Board Class 3 member for the year 2020.
So they have to nominate, electing a president? Oh, sorry,
no.
Wrong one. Sorry. Chad.
Oh, you're Chad's the okay. So do I have a would someone like to nominate Chad to continue in his capacity as Class 3 member?
I'd like to offer Resolution 2003, nominating Chad Vrooman as Class 3 Planning Board member for the year 2020.
Don't ask Chad, just nominate him.
No, so asking.
I'll second that.
You might say no.
Roll call?
Well, I'm already going to miss tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm flying to San Diego tomorrow morning.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Resolution 20-04, adopting Robert's Rules of Order.
So moved.
In this town.
I'll second that.
Of Roberts?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, we do.
I have Roberts for Dummies.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
Okay, 20-05, establishing a schedule of public meetings, which I think is in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For this next year.
I'll move that.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
So we just, our next meeting is going to be
January 27th. This is the only month that we have a meeting on the first Monday and the last Monday. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, it's always second and fourth.
Mm-hmm. With some Tuesdays.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not so many this year. Resolution 20-05 establishing, 2006, designating official newspapers for the borough, the Trenton Times, and the Asbury Park Press.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Crum?
Yes.
Resolution 20-07, consent to appointments for 2020 borough officials. I believe that everyone is continuing in their capacity. Michael, as town historian.
Oh, no, that is separate.
That's separate.
Oh. This is like the joint.
Okay.
So everyone is the same, but if you want to read it, except with the clean community. That's so if you want to read them.
Okay. Joint Insurance Fund Commissioner, otherwise known as the JIF Commissioner, Greg Poziel. Safety Coordinator, Greg Poziel. Tax Search Officer, Salvatore Canizzaro. Assessment Search Officer, Kathleen Hart. Public Agency Compliance Officer, Anna DeBevic. Records Officer, Anna DeBevic. Clean Communities Coordinator, Diane Lowry. Emergency Management Coordinator is myself. Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator, Rob Masterson. Public Defender, Raymond Rea, Esquire. Prosecutor, Susan L. Salda de Simone, Esquire. And Zoning Officer, Jeremy Kuipers. And everyone's term. And Code Enforcement Officer, Jeremy Kuipers. Housing Inspector, Jeremy Kuipers. And School Crossing Guards, who are Fran Hezroni, Danielle Hubiak, Alyssa Shembri, Christy Haig, and Jackie Carpenter. I'd just like to add in here, go off record for a second. I'm not sure if anyone knows Danielle Hubiak. Her mother is Peaches Prashecki, Mike Prashecki, Prashecki's wife, and she died the other day. Yeah, so.
Who died?
Mike Prashecki, on his wife died the other day, Peaches.
Mike's wife? Peaches?
Yeah, like a year after he did.
Wow.
I imagine there'll be a notice on the door. Yeah.
Wow.
And Beth Johnson also died.
Oh, did she?
Oh, really?
No, I didn't.
When?
I just heard that this afternoon. When did she die? Henderson called me this afternoon. I called me.
Oh. Okay, so that's...
I just spoke to her second.
She was very ill for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, I was starting to say that. And everyone I just named is a one-year appointment that expires December 31st, 2020.
This is hard to move.
So do I have a...
I'll second that.
Who was the first motion?
Lou.
Okay.
How about Chief Cook and Bottle Washer? Anybody? Do we have a Chief Cook and Bottle Washer?
Are you volunteering?
Yeah, I'm volunteering.
All right, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, Resolution 20-08, authorizing the award of a contract for professional legal services.
I'll move.
So that's the guy sitting next to me.
No one else applied. So.
Great candidate.
I guess you're stuck.
Do we have a...
Who was the second?
Me.
Louis. Chad.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to the year.
But the
thank
glass
you.
Too.
We're very happy.
Happy New Year.
Resolution 20-09, authorizing the award of a contract for professional engineering services.
I'd like to offer 20-09, authorizing the award of professional engineering services to Carmela Roberts, PE of Roberts Engineering.
I'll second that.
Whoa.
Quick on the draw.
You got a
really?
You didn't get that. All right, so let's do it again. I need a second.
Steve's got it. Yeah.
Second. All right, Steve Bowen.
Who got the first?
I did.
Mike. Carmela, then Biddy.
All right, roll call, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-10, authorizing the award of a contract for professional auditing services.
I'd like to offer 2012. Yeah, to this guy over here.
The man in the first row.
I call him
2010.
You mean 2010? That suspicious looking guy?
Okay, 2010.
Yeah. The suit.
To Jerry Stankiewicz, CPA.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Who's Bond?
Yes.
Okay, so I have to look at it so I say it correctly. Resolution 20-11, authorizing the award of a contract for professional bond counsel services to the firm Gluck Walrath LLP.
We've been using them all along. I'll move that.
I'll second that. Yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 20-12, authorizing the award of a contract for professional planning consultant services to Tom Thomas. Of all Tom Thomas Planning Associates. Actually, to Thomas Thomas.
Yeah. I'll offer 2012, for professional planning services for Tom Thomas.
All right, so Mr. Essipoff did the first. You're going to do the second?
I'll do the second.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Grumman?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 2013, authorizing the award of a contract for professional labor counsel to Kerry Higgins of McKenna DuPont K. Higgins and Stone.
I'll move that. I'd like to discussion. Who is the, what do we need? What is that for?
Okay. I'll second that.
That's for
Labor Council. That's generally litigation, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah. So for example, I've worked with everyone here in the borough. So if there's sometimes when there's a labor conflict that puts me in a position where I'm unable to effectively represent the borough or different people because of my position becomes a conflict. So in that event,
that's
you would go to Kerry Higgins. Honestly, here, it hasn't happened yet. I actually just saw Kerry last night because she's the borough attorney for Freehold Borough. And I was laughing with her. I was like, I'm sorry I haven't been able to call you any for anything. Roosevelt, they only have, like, one full-time employee. So there's not a lot of labor work. So I was joking with her. So she's said to give you her best, and thank you very much. She's here at your service if you ever need her.
Is this sort of McKenna's in Red Bank? Or?
Her law firm, she's a partner with McKenna, DuPont, Higgins, and Stone. She's the Higgins.
That would be Ed McKenna.
And the former mayor of Red Bank, yes, Ed McKenna. Cool. So these are law firm.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. You have a motion
vote?
And a second?
Oh, actually, no, we
didn't.
You have a motion.
No, I think we did.
I motion for...
Okay, you were the second, sorry.
For the purpose of discussion.
Right.
Yes. All right.
We discussed.
So, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Broman?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 20-14, a resolution providing for 2020 temporary budget appropriations.
I'll second that.
Second?
That was Mr. Essequa's second.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because Mike offered it right. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. After a while, like blurry-eyed from this.
All right. Roll call. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Yes.
All right. Resolution 2015, designating Ocean First Bank as depository for the Roosevelt Municipal Court.
I'll offer 2015.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Yes.
2016, designating First Constitution Bank, Hightstown Branch, as depository for the Borough of Roosevelt.
I'll offer 2016.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Broman?
Yes.
Okay, Resolution 2017, authorizing the Roosevelt tax collector to cancel property tax refunds and delinquencies of less than $5 pursuant to NJSA 40A 17.1.
Yep, what she said, I'll offer 2017.
Second?
Yes.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Broman?
Yes.
We have an established delinquency, don't we?
Established who?
We pass this every year.
I know, but the interest rate is established already.
Oh, you're talking, you're on to 2018?
Yeah, you're on the
top. Oh, okay.
We're doing 17.
Okay, well, we have Resolution 20-18, establishing the rate of interest to be charged on delinquent taxes and other municipal charges. Do I have a motion?
You have.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay, so now what's your question, Lou?
We have an established rate already, don't we?
We have to renew it every year.
I understand.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
We do have it. Okay.
These are the maximums you can charge under the statute.
Okay.
The statute technically gives you the discretion to set the rate of interest annually. But gotcha. I've never been to a municipality who hasn't set the maximum rate.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Broman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-19, authorizing a shared services agreement with Millstone Township, the utilization of Millstone Municipal Court and related personnel services.
I'll move that.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Okay. We come to Resolution 2020 in 2020, mm-hmm. Appointment of Municipal Court Employees. Mm-hmm. I have a motion?
Yes.
Second.
I'm sorry, I was daydreaming.
Yes.
Who's first?
Lou.
Chad
was second.
And Chad. All right, sorry about that. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Broman?
Yes.
I'll offer resolution number 2021, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for repair, maintenance, and snow removal on Nerco Road for the year 2020.
A second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Brown?
Yes.
I'll offer resolution 2022, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for certified recycling coordinator.
So moved.
Second? No, you offered it. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Second, Mr. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody? Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Brown?
Yes.
I'd like to offer resolution 20-23, appointing Kathleen Hart as borough clerk and local registrar.
Second.
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 You got me.
Don't tell Greg. Kathleen.
Oh.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 20-24, appointing Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, and that's Lori Marr.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to move that.
I'll second.
Good.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Berman?
Yes.
Berman. Berman. Are you sure you want me?
Oh, let me.
I don't have an answer for that.
That was good.
Wait, we should wait to find the answer. Not Chad.
Please open the garage.
Where are we? Oh, 2025, right? Appointing council members to serve as representatives to the various boards and committees of the borough.
This one's blank. I'll move that.
This one's blank, yeah.
Oh, so blank. I thought I said it's mine. Like, what? Yeah, so, well, I thought we would do it now. So
yeah, that's what you usually do.
Right, so, Chad, do you want to continue as the representative? No. Who's Mike, you are the representative to the planning board.
No, this is for a senior organization, environment.
I have that in front of me.
Senior Environmental Board of Education.
Okay. Who would like to act as the representative to the Roosevelt Senior Organization?
I've been doing that, and I'm fine with continuing.
Oh, thanks, Liz. That's great. You go on Tuesdays?
No, they didn't tell me not to. They let me know if they need me to come.
I was the rep many years. I was the rep many years ago, and I got the feeling that I was annoying them by being there.
They told me if we ever need you, we'll let you know.
I know.
And just sign their pizza.
Young man, they don't need you.
Right. We're fine. Wouldn't you know he would take the easiest
one? Right. And then I tried to have like bring speakers in who I thought were really interesting. I would say, listen, I arranged for, you know, the first Tuesday in March. There's going to be a speaker, a nurse. No, that's our bingo night. That's our bingo lunch. Or that's our, what was the other thing they used to say? Oh, no, we're bringing lunch in, delivered that. They finally stopped going, and realized they were much happier with me.
You learned to manage your own business.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so Luke Dermody will be the representative to the Roosevelt Senior Organization and sign their checks. Mm. All right, council member to serve as representative to the Environmental Commission. Luke Dermody. And the council member who will serve as representative to the Roosevelt Board of Education. Mike, do you want to?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
It'll make it easy. I could just talk to my daughter.
Exactly. Right. Bypass the whole.
Yeah, yeah. So like.
Okay, resolution 20.
Wait.
I didn't even get a first or a second.
So just so you know, it's Luke Dermody will be the senior organization representative. There'll also be Environmental Commission, and the Board of Education will be Mike Hamilton. So I need a first.
And
I'll move there.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipaw?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 20-26, appointment of a representative and an alternate representative to the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant, otherwise known as the CDBG. So, Michael, want to continue?
Sure.
Oh, is that, and Lou as his assistant,
yes.
Backup, substitute? Okay, so it'll be Michael Ticton. What's the official block grant representative? And Lou Esikoff
will be
the alternate.
Need a first?
First. A motion?
I'll move that.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Grohman?
Yes.
Okay. Offer resolution 20-27, a resolution authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional information technology services to Crossover Networks, Limited Liability Corporation, 34 Almond Drive, Toms River, New Jersey, 08753.
And I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Grohman?
Yes.
Okay, they did not increase their prices for 2020.
And they're very responsive to.
Yes.
I'd like to offer resolution 20-28, designating a borough historian for the borough of Roosevelt, and that is Michael Tipp.
I'll second that. Oh, got me.
So who was second on that? Who beat you?
Chad got me.
Chad?
Well, you're responsible for this when you seconded, don't you? Okay. So glad.
Well, that's why Mike.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Yes.
I'd like to offer resolution 20-29, resolution to accept the contract for website and email hosting to City Connections, LLC.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Yes.
Okay, and City Connections did not increase their price either, same as 2019.
They are also very responsive.
Okay, so we come to the mayor's appointments not requiring council approval. So the mayor's appointments to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board are.
Just start from the top?
Okay. So.
Here, be it resolved.
Oh, you want me to read the whole thing? All right. Be it resolved that Mayor Malkin shall serve as Class 1 member to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 4-year term commencing January 1st, 2020. And ending December 31st, 2023. Does that sound like a long time away? Be it further resolved that Michael Hamilton shall serve as the mayor's alternate as a Class 1 member to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 1-year term commencing January 1st, 2020 and ending December 31st, 2020. Be it further resolved that Donna Taylor is hereby appointed as a Class 2 member to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 1-year term commencing January 1st, 2020 and ending December 31st, 2020. Be it further resolved that Jacqueline Carpenter, Margaret Katz, and Diane Lowry are hereby appointed as Class 4 members to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 4-year term commencing January 1st, 2020 and ending December 31st, 2023. Be it further resolved that Alan Newrath is hereby appointed alternate 1 member. You moved up from alternate 2, Alan, to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board to fulfill the unexpired term of Jacqueline Carpenter, term ending December 31st, 2020. Be it further resolved that a copy of these appointments be forwarded to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board and to the appointees.
I
Yeah, I didn't think so. And then you have that environmental. Okay, so then mayor's appointments to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission. Mayor Malkin appoints the following people to serve as members on the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission. Be it resolved that Mary Tullis is hereby appointed as a member to the Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 3-year term commencing January 1st, 2020 and ending December 31st, 2022. Excuse me. Be it further resolved that Mayor Malkin hereby appoints Diane Lowry as alternate to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 2-year term commencing January 1st, 2020 and ending December 31st, 2021. Be it further resolved that Mayor Malkin hereby appoints Michael Tickton as a member and chairperson to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 3-year term commencing January 1st, 2020 and ending December 31st, 2022. Be it further... Okay. Those are appointments for the year. All right, we come to approval of minutes, the regular meeting minutes.
We did that already. Yeah.
That's okay. One at a time. We've all spaced out.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of December 9, 2019.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a second? Any discussion?
Mr. Berlin?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Brown?
Abstain.
Minutes pass. Come to reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Bowen, Public Works.
Let's see. Well, as you may be aware, that the ceiling tiles in this room have been replaced. And the baseboards for the heating unit is also been replaced.
Oh, wonderful.
Did a great job. Speed humps have been repainted. There's been an issue with the starter on the generator.
The Borough Hall generator.
Yeah. The three other ones, I think?
Yep.
They're all okay, but apparently rodents got into this one. Chewed up some wires and then...
Made a big nest, right?
Yeah, and then the wires got replaced, but the starter needed to be replaced.
It was because when they ate the wires, they turned the starter on, and it just ran and ran and ran and burned itself out.
But apparently it was still covered under the warranty. So that is being covered, and then apparently we're going to save about $1,000 if Greg... Defoe rodent proofs that unit. So,
are you sure that? Because what the last that I understood was that if Greg does it, it nullifies the warranty that they want to do it.
I'm just telling you what Anna told me. Okay,
yeah, that's also to clarify, because the last I heard is if they don't perform the rodent proofing themselves, they won't honor the warranty.
That's being talked about, but let me toss this out there. Because these are generators that they have warming plugs in them, and so there's electricity going into them that makes them warm in the wintertime, so they'll start. And that's why
they're attracted to them.
Snakes in the one at the sewer plant. And the snakes went there because that's where the rodents go. So we can either
get snakes.
A snake charmer?
Yeah, or I mean the goats, I don't know if they would help, but because the generators are kept warm in the wintertime, it's...
we need to install snakes.
Either snakes or something to stop the rodents from going in.
Wow.
So it's...
Well, and just in case...
But only
for the snakes.
And
we'll need a tiger before we
go.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly.
And just in case people aren't aware, when Greg removed the kitchen hood to
no
paint
snakes.
Behind there, no, there was a huge,
birds.
Huge. No, I think it was a rat.
No, we're thinking it was birds.
Yeah. That's not what we were thinking. Okay. It didn't look like any bird's nest we could recognize.
It could have been rodents because it's warm and
cold. Yeah, but mice make little tiny nests, squirrel. And this is a big
probably
one.
Probably a squirrel.
This is like
maybe a squirrel. Yeah. I'm hoping.
Birds don't so birds get down there, they don't come back up again.
Yeah.
They can't fly back.
Yeah, they can't get
right.
out. Yeah.
I had one in my flu one day and knocked off my heating helmet.
So, anyway, so that needs to be resolved as far as whether Greg does it, save a few bucks, or have them do it to maintain
the warranty. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then JCP&L continues to do tree training in town. And that's about it.
We had an incident with JCP&L with their tree trimming. They stepped on my property fairly far in and just cut down the tree at the very bottom, cut the whole tree down. And it was nowhere near a power line. It wasn't the kind of tree that's going to grow up that tall anyhow.
And it was on private property.
Yeah, and we spoke to them about it, too. And I think Mayor Malkin told them they couldn't do that unless they notified or spoke to the homeowner.
Well, also, Mike's wasn't the only house that they did that. Yeah. We were getting calls up and down.
I don't think they're terribly professional.
How far into off the roadway?
That was about 15 feet in. Is that about right?
I would think 10 feet.
They went 15 feet.
Between 10 and 20.
Between 10 and 20.
Typically.
Wow. Okay. Well, the workers were only doing what they were told to do, but I was able to speak to a supervisor, and I let him know that this
their is... Their supervisor.
What? Their supervisor.
The tree company. Yeah.
Tree company.
Yeah, that was Davey, I think.
Yeah, but so it was one of the supervisors at Davey's. Okay. He agreed to...
You know, when Asplundar used to do it, remember the orange and black? We never had a problem. They were really good. They knew what they were doing. These are real professionals.
It's true. We get complaints all the time now, but that's
who JCP&L are new at it, and I don't think they understand the value of this, what they're doing.
Well, I think JP&L is being overcautious about trying to take the trees away from the power lines.
Yeah.
And we've been pretty lucky that there have been no trees on power lines lately. Yep. You know, but I think they're really going after that now to try to clear any obstacles.
Well, I told them this is not a town where we would look kindly on rampant, you know, cutting. To do it as minimally as possible.
I remember asking them to open up a real circle right through the wiring. And we know
I still remember that.
They were masters at that. They really knew what they were doing. These guys, I think, are a little less professional.
Babies.
Yeah. Do you have an administration report, Mr. Esikoff?
We're still doing it.
Okay.
And we're doing it rather well.
Administration.
I agree.
And if you have any problems with it, I know who. I'll give you a phone number to call.
Keep administering.
Pardon me?
Keep administering.
Right. Councilmember Dermody, Community Development Code Enforcement.
Yep. So regarding the bulletin board, I took a look at it the other day, and it looked awful. I wanted to volunteer to put the roof on myself if the rest of the council was fine with that. Rather than paying somebody else to do it, I can do it just for the cost of materials. Tim Hartley made a plan, and it's pretty spot on. It's just a simple pitch roof with some bracing. And besides that, the structure is fine. I would just replace the backboard as well, since that's gotten rained on.
Yeah, homosote would be what used to be there.
Right.
Painted
homosote. But materials would probably only be like $100, maybe $150. So.
Yeah, why did this turn black?
I don't know what they used. It's like an odd kind of thin board.
Well, the cork is corkboard, which was my idea, but it was a bad idea.
And mainly just because it got rained on. If there was a roof, I think it would have been fine.
But maybe
some plywood.
Corkboard. Not plywood, but homosote is what it used to be, and you can push it back into homosote.
Right. And maybe put that on top of plywood rather than just having that.
There's a plywood backing on it already.
Right. So once we take that down, as long as that's fine, then we can leave it out.
The frame would come off, and then the cork board would come off, and you'd just stick a 4x8 sheet in there. It's 4x8, so
So I didn't know if we have.
So is everyone okay with Luke giving Luke?
And I would. True. My dad's been in construction for a while, so he'll help
me. A while.
Maybe I'll grab a Greg.
Might
grab one of the Gregs if we need an extra hand.
I was gonna say, did you learn everything from him?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's
so
it.
Shall we do a motion?
Can we do a motion to have Luke build us a new bullet point?
Oh, you don't need Greg.
That's repairs.
You'll be able to bill this when you ask for reimbursement.
Yeah.
But that's really the
right.
The authorization. Okay.
You guys are kind of saying, like, yeah, we won't vote down your bill when you put it in at this moment.
Okay. Thanks, Luke. Great. Yeah.
No,
I think everyone's. People aren't using it, I think, because they realize it's
exactly.
Deplorable. Yeah. Council Member Hamilton, Finance.
We'll be meeting sometime soon, I think, in the new year. Possibly a little later on this month. I talked to Joe Trammell, the chairperson of utilities, and one of the things that I'd like to look at is developing a plan for some of the bigger projects that we know we need and trying to rank order them and figure out the cost and how we're going to do that over a period of years, which I think is good, prudent financial planning. Some of them are big ticket items, and so and some of them need to be done right away. Other ones can wait a little while, but these are the kind of things I think that finance has to look at and then kind of see if we can come up with a schedule as to how we're going to do these projects. We also need to start working on the municipal budget for 2020. We probably should do that before, or probably by March. The state budget doesn't come in until when? The end of March or
June?
June.
Depends on how long they
June.
Fight, but typically
yes,
sometimes
June.
After 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we have some time to work on that, but I'd like it to be I think it could be a very thoughtful budget. We may have new things that we want to include in that budget, some old things we want to modify. So I think we'll get busy on that kind of soon, if that's okay with the committee. Mm-hmm. End of report.
Thank you. Council Member Trammell, Utilities.
Got a few things. I'll just run over them. The water tower just got inspected. The cathodic mechanism in there is to keep the inside coated, and that the inspection went fine. Everything is okay with that. The water plant, Larry Sire, the DEP guy, came and inspected the water plant. And we're doing pretty good over there. There's a lot of old paperwork. I mean, old pre-John Holden paperwork.
Yeah, I think like 2015 or something.
Yeah, there's stuff going on. We're just trying to clean out all the old paperwork. We're looking for the original O&M, Operations and Maintenance Manual, that used to be there, but now John is going to create his own if we can't find the old one. Now with the wastewater plant, this past year, there are 7 fairly large pumps over there, effluent pumps, influent pumps, and recirculation pumps. For the most part, they've been either repaired, those pumps, or were replaced. There is a couple of influent pumps now that are having problems. And part of the problem is what they call the PLC controller. It's the pump logic control. And it tells the pumps when to turn on and when to turn off and stuff like that. And they're not really working properly. They've been patched through the years, electrically, mechanically. So I look at it, and I was talking to Mike Lyon over there today. It's like taking a tennis ball and shoving it in the tailpipe of your car. Like when a pump is fighting something that's not accepting the flow, you're really fighting the pump itself. You're going to make the pump work harder, it's going to break, or it's going to fault out, or whatever. So most of the pumps are done. They're working on 2 large intake pumps now, the influent pumps. And they want to replace the PLC, the logic controller, which I said is not really working properly. So we have a bill with Anna, and we think we should just go ahead and replace that. And since the pumps are fresh, then they should be working properly with the logic controller for the pumps. So that's what's going on, fairly large stuff there, but it's mostly done, and we're still operating at a surplus. There's problems with the wipes going on still.
You know, I was debating whether to mention that.
I got to talk about it because the lift station on Lake Drive has gone down twice because of rags and wipes and Lake Drive there. So there's only about 10, 15 houses between the top of the hill and the farm, which is where the lift station is. So I don't know how to approach people and say, don't throw rags or wipes down your toilet. But it's breaking and constantly because it can't pump this stuff, and it's rags and wipes. Also, there is a problem on Rochdale. Plumbers went there twice, and that was wipes also. So
I don't understand. Why don't people understand?
Because the package says flushable.
I'm just saying that's what's breaking these bumps, you know.
The package says flushable.
And the 15 that are responsible, can't you just get a special notice to those people on that line?
I don't want to be the one to go and say, let me...
We discussed this a few meetings ago. I think we should do an all-out blitz, not just one thing. Yeah. We can make up flyers and ask Mary if they can be put in the kids' backpacks when they go home. We can put...
But these are possibly houses where there are no children. I don't know.
That's just one thing. And then we can also take out a full page, put a full page in the borough bulletin.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, when you go in the post office now, there's like those little signs on the table. Maybe we could make, Joe, a big sign that says, I wouldn't sugarcoat it.
Once the bulletin board is back up, let's make a big sign.
And
we can make it a nasty sign if you want. I don't really care.
Could the Environmental Commission get involved with this too, and what kind of disposal kind of things can homeowners buy where you can actually dispose of wipes in a sanitary manner?
I know of people who have used the old plastic bags from ShopRite to dispose of things. You put stuff in the plastic bags, you tie them.
That's what we do, everything. You grease, whatever. We suggested that also.
Well, the water bill's a postcard.
A red sticker that says no wipes whatsoever.
You can't guarantee anybody's reading anything. That's the problem.
Well, true, but if it's a flyer in your mailbox,
you should think about it.
It's a little harder to ignore than.
Well, we have done that.
They've been many times.
We've done that many times.
Very prominently on the water bill.
Okay, but I'm being the messenger here. That's what's going on. Things are breaking. Things are physically breaking because
that's the problem. You don't know who's doing it.
I thought
that was a good idea. You know, like what is the problem that's being resolved by using these wipes that are clogging? What's the problem? You know, what are they using these wipes for?
Cleaning parts of their bodies. Hey, man,
let's talk about that after.
That could be public health information. We need to be very careful under HIPAA. But anyhow.
So how about women removing their makeup?
Like, what's the solution? I mean, should they be putting it in plastic bags and throwing it out with the trash?
So that needs to be said.
I mean,
the bottom line is don't flush anything.
Don't flush anything except
human waste.
Human waste
and toilet paper. Period. Not even tissues.
Tissues
are coated with. They're coated with different things to make it, you know, smoother. They'll still clog up.
Anyway. Okay.
Well, how about if we, let's just start right away. How about if I have Anna print up, you know, flyers again, nothing else on it, just the wipes, and enough to put, to send home from school and also in people's mailboxes. And then when the bulletin board is completed, we can, you know,
this
have one.
This is an artsy town. We can get the art people to make some.
Mike, can you make a big lock in the barrel?
Show a little, maybe.
Do you really want your water bill to go up?
I heard there's supposed to be class action suits against the companies because they keep saying flushable on there, and they're really not.
It'll make the water bills go up because we're replacing pumps.
Can you do a full page, or at least a half a page?
Nothing sticks in California. Mm-hmm.
No wipes ever, nothing but human waste.
I think a red sticker on the bills that go out bi-monthly, just
slap it on the postcard. Yeah, peel off sticker. Like,
or even a stamp, a red stamp.
Our red stamp that says no wipes whatsoever. None. Don't flush wipes.
Yeah, not please, not, you know, just no wipes.
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
So let's order them. Yeah. Order the stickers red, so it's high visibility, no wipes.
Okay. So that's my presentation, but I want to get together with Chad and Steve on the committee. I want to take these guys on a tour of the water plant and the sewer plant and the water tower, just so you guys will know what it's all about. And after that, I want to have a public meeting with you guys, Carmella, and Mike Lyon, and John the water guy,
we keep you
and
awake?
Open the public, just to talk about what's going on with the water plant.
Is this related to what Mike was talking about before as far as prioritizing?
Yeah. Because we know at some point we're going to have to redo the trickling filters at the water plant, at the sewer, the wastewater plant, the sewer plant. What's happening is they changed the law in New Jersey, the DE, the EPA, about how many phosphates can be in the outgoing water, from 0.21 parts per million, I think, to 0.1 parts per million. And that's almost impossible for this plant to do. So we need to know what, you know, we can do to fix that. Okay, and we're going to have, you know, a little while, because the state regulation, it's such a large regulation that people have to adapt to it. So we have to figure out exactly what can be done, thus Carmella, thus Mike. And by the way, Mike Lyons, our wastewater guy, just got on the Effluent Magazine's Hall of Fame for this.
I know.
He's a pretty major guy.
No, I'm kidding. Of course
Because you take the stuff and you put it out into, like, the waterways and where you fish.
No, it's important.
It's very important. So, yeah, he's there. He's one of the top guys in the state.
Good to have him.
Yeah, he's very
lucky. We've been very lucky.
You're a magazine celebrating people being affluent. You're changing one letter.
Effluent. It's the effluent, not the effluent.
It's the affluent, effluent
with
man.
Here. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my report.
Thank you. If you want to be affluent, don't effluent.
Councilmember Vroman, Environmental Health and Safety?
Nothing.
You don't want to report on the goats?
No, they only goes, but I can
where
speak
did
to them.
They're
rodent problems.
Are they still around?
No, they were caught and I think brought to a farm.
Because they're eating my Christmas lights.
The rodents are eating his Christmas lights.
I lost three strands of lights to rodents eating them.
To goats? Really? Yes. Yeah.
It was probably the goats.
Mm-hmm. No, these were rodents.
Okay.
Rodents, either like a squirrel, a mouse, or something, but they had to chew right through the wires. They were taking complete sections out.
Sounds like the generator.
That's what happens with your federal agency at Christmas.
There's something about that stuff. That's
okay, reports of borough officials. Jerry, anything you'd like to? Okay.
And they're wired for 220, Mike? So it doesn't matter.
Does anyone have any old business they would like to discuss? All right, we'll go to new business. Use of the Barrel Hall. The Roosevelt First Aid Squad has requested for meetings and training the third Sunday of every month from 9 to 5. I don't think I really have to read all those dates.
All the dates.
But starting from January through December.
Do we have to vote on that? Or?
Yeah.
Just an all in favor, I think.
Just a first, second, and all in favor.
First.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I missed it all the time.
Come to public comment portion of the meeting at 8:12. Mike?
Mr. T.
Okay, just a few things. First of all, I just want to thank all of you for the various appointments.
Name.
Michael Tickton. And I'd like to thank all of you for the various appointments and the confidence shown in me. I appreciate it. As far as your address, I think that was really quite excellent, and I would hope that you would submit it to the bulletin, because I think that you went through the whole summary of what's going on. I think that that's a report to the community. I think people should have.
Yes,
so I'm glad you did that, and please do it. Please follow through with it. Okay, on the resolution 2020, I just noticed that there was no mention of the judge. I was wondering, was that an oversight, or is there some reason?
Right. So
okay, fine. Okay.
Not up yet.
Just want to make sure. Okay, good.
We did that in
That's fine, good, okay. And now top, yeah. on topping...
Did we do it last year or the year before when there was some pushback?
I know it wasn't this year.
Nope.
It was one of the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
came up with 12.
On the trees, several years ago, I'd had a problem with the Davies. They assured me that it was fine what they were doing, and then they took off the top of a tree, and of course the tree died, you know, which I subsequently learned that's how you kill trees, by taking off the top of trees. So you'd think that people who were in that field would know that and wouldn't do it. But I told when they came, what they do is they send you a notice, at least I get the notice, maybe because I have a large property or something, saying that, you know, they're going to be going on your property and to let them know if there's any concern. So I let them know this was a concern and no topping, please. And they did not do it on my property. But, you know, I saw they did some other trees, that which they seem to have destroyed quite effectively.
Yeah, and I don't think that they noticed anyone at all.
If people didn't say anything to them, then they wouldn't do it.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I was pretty adamant on the phone with this supervisor that it's not welcome here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but the thing is,
well,
I
what
think
happened was I actually met the woman who was a representative from Davies.
Right.
She came into the Borough Hall one day, and so she was very open to us. You know, I told her, look, obviously do whatever must be done, but no more than that.
Right.
As minimal as possible.
That's right.
And she wrote it, and they even told me, oh, yeah, she said that, but our supervisor said just, you know, I don't think they're arborists. I think they just go in and...
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. You know.
So,
I think they're getting paid out.
The owners may be arborists, but the people who send out aren't arborists.
Chainsaw people.
Another thing, I was hoping that when we can press on the planning board, that maybe they can start doing something to try to come up with plans for the, you know, for the gas station
property.
Well, I
have some plans, and I was going to bring them up to Michelle Donato tomorrow.
Right, okay,
some
good.
Some ideas. I have some ideas.
Yeah, because that's something we really should start working on, I think. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public? Okay, we close the public portion at 8:15.
That's it. Can I just, there was an error on the agenda with Chad Roman's terms. He's actually fulfilling an unexpired term until 12/31/21. So just wanted to make note of that.
Is the paperwork that
the paperwork
signed off
is
on?
Correct?
Okay.
That's to sign off on. Okay. Yes,
that's the important thing.
Yeah. All right. How about anyone to adjourn? Make a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say.
All in
that.
Favor?
Without
aye.
We are adjourned.
Who was second, Chad?
Yes.
Okay, so we are out at 8:30.